All right, we're recording this out at the Safe Play Center out in Lipke Park, and not just the Safe Play Center, but the brand new Kelly and Matthew Stafford Educational Center at the Safe Play Center at Lipke Park. And the namesakes, Kelly and Matthew Stafford, are sitting here right across from me. Nice to have you guys back in town.
Glad to be here.
Like
thank
you never
you.
Left.
Nice yeah, to
right.
see
yeah.
you.
Exactly.
Yeah. So when you pulled up this morning and saw your names on the building, that had to be some kind of special moment.
It really was. You know, Kelly had the opportunity when we played here for the playoff game to kind of bring some family and friends over and see it, and it was she was just blown away by it and was telling me all about it. But when you pull up and see it for the first time, it was amazing. I'm so proud of really where this thing has come in the last 10 years. Not only this new addition, but really the whole thing is something that we're extremely proud of as a family, and something that means a whole lot to us. And it's the reason we come back to the city of Detroit. And you know, obviously your stewardship and help has really been the you know the thing that really got us to where we are today, and we can't thank you enough.
Well, the thank yous run back and forth. Kelly, you used to come out here when we first started this place and do cheerleading classes. Mm-hmm. The breadth of it, the scope of it, how big it's gotten now. We had this amazing dedication ceremony this morning where a couple kids spoke and just kind of blew everybody away. Mm-hmm. It's amazing how, like, a couple of teenagers yes. blow everybody, the mayor, the quarterback.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, get out of the way. Just let the kids talk.
Yeah, we should have just ended it after after they spoke.
They're incredible.
Yeah.
How does that make you feel?
I mean, it is, again, you drive up to this new building, and it's just an incredible feeling. Like, it gives you a sense of meaning almost. You know, we came here on a whim a bunch of times before we had kids, and walking through the door and seeing some of the kids' faces that were young and now they're working for Safe Play.
Right.
I mean, it gives meaning. It gives meaning to, like, my life in a way. And, you know, when we joined on with you at first, we had no kids. So, you know, we loved coming out here, but when we had kids, we really realized what an impact you can make on a child's life. And that's what Safe Play is doing, and the staff here are so incredible. You heard the kids talk about Miss Falls and all the staff, and that's what who really makes this place run. But just, again, being a part of it, having a place to come back to, having a place that, you know, we can tell our kids, show our kids about. And some of my fondest memories are actually when we brought our kids to Safe Play.
Right.
And they were playing around with all the kids in the gym. And, you know, maybe one day we'll bring them back here and they can step in one of these amazing classrooms and learn a thing or two. But but no, it truly is a special place and something that I can't wait to continue to come back to.
Yeah.
And it's going to be great because one day, Kelly, somebody's going to come up to you and say, you know, I was a cheerleader and I've been cheerleading since and you started me. And it's going to be kids coming to you 10 years, 20 years from now, and they're going to remember your name on that thing. And they're going to say, I remember when you. it happens all the time.
Yeah.
Yep. Don't get me all teary eyed.
Yeah. Kelly, man, I got to tell you, when I was listening to you earlier, Matthew, when you were talking about when you first got involved, and I just love what you said about you didn't look upon this as, well, there's a kind of a problem here. Let's solve the problem. It wasn't about solving a problem. It was about creating this whole new culture, that the whole new feeling to renovate or reinvigorate this whole area. And I just thought that was a great way of looking at it. It wasn't like I'm going to do this and then it's over.
Yeah.
It's a continuing. It's so wonderful how you do this to keep, like Mitch said, the word is grow, and it's growing.
It's a great word he spoke about earlier, and it is the truth, right? This isn't a thing that you threw some money at and it was a one-time flash in the pan. This is something that's going to create, hopefully, generational change in a positive way. And that's such an amazing thing, because it's not something that happens once and you don't get the opportunity to go either make another impact or change somebody's life if they couldn't attend or whatever that day. This is something that'll be around for a long time and something that we're proud of and that is going to help this community and the people, frankly, that volunteer here too, right? It's such an unbelievable place to go, and if you have time to help people out, and that's an amazing feeling in
I'm
life.
I'm going to be doing that.
Yeah, it's an amazing feeling in life, and so it's many folds into this thing that can really help change the community and the people that are in it.
Do you find as you get older, and you're more successful, and you know you've done well, you have the ability to therefore help other people, that you discover this thing about, wow, I have the ability to make a difference in people's lives other than entertaining them and throwing a football. You've always been on the public stage, and you pretty much have now, Kelly, too, but that you can just kind of devote time or give money, and now a kid stands up and says, I came from nothing. Remember this young man, Jeremiah, mm-hmm. said, I had nothing when I came in, nothing at all. This Place Center gave me everything. And somewhere in your mind you think, like, how did I go from being like a quarterback to mm-hmm. having – an effect on people's lives. Do you find that in your brain sometime?
Yeah, and I think about the people that have helped me steer me in the right direction along the way. And then honestly, you come to mind in such a huge way because I love playing the game of football. I play quarterback. I play football because I love playing the game. I don't play it for fame or this or that or the other part. And I'm similar in the way that I think about giving back and helping people, right? I'm not huge on going out and blasting my name all sorts of different places to try to, you know, it's just, I'm just not good at that. I feel so much better when it's like, Mitch, you come to me and go, Matthew, we're gonna dial this in. We are gonna make an amazing impact on people's lives, and that feels so right to me. And I honestly have to give you so much credit and so much thanks for just your ability to, you know, bring that out of me and see that in me and go, you know, we can make a huge change. And it is so amazing to sit up there on stage and listen to these kids say that and know that,
yeah.
man, this was something we've been a part of for a long time, and watching kids grow up, including my own, is one of the greatest things in life.
Well, I said when I was making some comments earlier today that I watched you go from, you know, the young quarterback, number one pick, bachelor, you know, to someone who puts his wife's name first on the building. Which was a really smart move. I mean, right.
Was that, you know, actually his choice?
It, yeah. it was his idea from the start.
Wow. Come a long way.
Seriously. I would not have, because what if I had suggested it, and then he might go, what do you mean putting her name? Yeah. You know, I'm not going to get involved with that.
Yeah.
But this was his idea. And just I think it's when you have your own kids, you know, the world changes, right, Kelly? I mean, you look at everything differently. You look at how you can help people differently. You look at your own life differently. You were even saying, you know, like you live in an area in L.A. where there's all these young people and singles and all the hip L.A. thing. And then there's you guys with four kids.
Yeah. yeah. I tell you what, they truly do give meaning to life. And I'll say the fact that we can bring them here and show them this, it's just a special feeling. And we talk about it all the time. You know, everyone knows what my husband makes. Correct. And where and how much he could do or go do for himself or his family or whatever. Doing something like, say, play is so much more meaningful in life. Like it gives, like I said earlier, like I feel like it just gives us so much pride in, hey, we're not going to go throw our money at random stuff. Like we want to make an impact, and we want to make an impact on the place that impacted our lives. And that was Detroit. That was Michigan. I mean, I was 19 when I moved up here. I was a child myself. And so the people who have groomed us, we want to help groom the younger generation and for generations to come, like you said. It's a very special feeling to be able to do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's also very interesting the way that you guys have kind of juggled two communities. Because I've watched athletes my whole life, and, you know, when they leave town, they usually leave town. Mm-hmm. You know, it's there's always a big goodbye party, and there's always, we're going to stay in touch, but it lasts for about 24 hours, and then that's the last you see of them. But you really, even, you know, when you came back for the playoff game, even the way that went, and even the way you handled it, even the fact that Rick Kelly, our executive director, told a story that after the game was lost by the Rams, in case you forgot who lost the game, there was someone came out. I'm sorry, Matthew. Someone came out on. He just made a face at me. Someone came out on social media and said, "Well, now that the game's over and you know there's no more between, we want the Lions to win, we want the Rams to win. Let's support Kelly and Matthew. They're involved with this center, and we got hundreds of donations that night to this center. It's rare to have an athlete of your level kind of be embraced." By two communities at the same time and embrace them at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just being genuine, right? Being genuine to the people that supported you for a long time and you know, having the people be genuine back, right? Like, I can imagine every fan out there wanted us to lose that game, wanted this, that, the other, whatever it is. But in the back of their mind, they say, this guy, you know, for a long time gave everything he had to this town, this city. Let's give a little something back to him, you know, whatever it is. And I think that's just people being honest with themselves and understanding that life is a lot of times bigger than a game on a field. And it's about helping people and supporting people, whether it's the actual person or the things that, they're involved with. And that's an amazing thing, and that's not something you find in every community. We're lucky, obviously, to have a bunch of friends, family, and fans here in the state of Michigan, the city of Detroit still, and they showed out and helped this place come to life, which is really cool.
As you said today, you don't have a house here that you live in, but you do have a house here.
Yeah.
You have this building, and you have a home here. And, of course, you probably thought that that was all finally over with, and then the schedule came out, and now you have to play.
The Lions are playing the Rams again.
Right. Have they figured out, is that here or there?
It's here.
It's here. So you got to come back here again.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Welcome back.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, well.
It'll be great.
By that point, it'll be kind of old hat.
Maybe they'll just be mad at Jonah Jackson for leaving or something. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Take it out on him. I'm old news.
That's a regular season game's different.
Yeah, that's the whole thing.
You know, we can lose a regular season game. Still be all right. Playoff thing. That was.
I get it.
Speaking of that, I mean, once you got over the fact that it wasn't you guys, obviously, how did you view the championship game? I mean, were you rooting for the Lions? Or were you frustrated by the ending the way that we were?
Anytime I'm not in those games, it's hard for me to have a real rooting interest. You know, I obviously have friends that still play for the Lions, and I was hoping success for them. Absolutely. But at that point, I'm just so disappointed that we're not in that game that it's hard to go, you know what, I really hope those guys do well. Or these guys.
Do you even watch it?
As a player, I mean, a little.
He cleans the house while it's on.
I'm like, really? I don't want to see
this. And I'll be sitting on the couch yelling like, hey, this is what happened. He's like, all right. Like, I mean, it's true.
Wait,
you
the
say
fact that he's cleaning the house, like, well, let's go back to that.
Yeah, I agree.
Really,
it's really actually kind of nice.
So you have to say, could you shut the vacuum off? I'm trying to watch the game, Matthew.
Absolutely. Yeah, right? I think there actually was a comment where I was like, I can't hear.
Yeah.
Well, we both have a common enemy this year. It's the 49ers, Matthew. So believe me, we both have that in common right
that's
now.
That's right. Yeah, we both hate them. Perfect. We both want them to go down. So we're rooting for you to beat them every time you play.
Every time.
Do my best.
Well, I can't say how nice it is to see the two of you. You guys look great. You look healthy. And you belong here. I don't know how else to say it. You belong here. You belong elsewhere, too, but you belong here, and you always will. And now you do always have a home here. And, as I want to say this for the record, because Matthew sometimes goes out and says that I'm really good at, like, twisting people's arms to give to charity, including his and Kelly's. I had nothing to do with that. That was in your heart, and we couldn't have gotten you to contribute to this place if you didn't want to do it. And we're just the facilitators. So thank you for making this happen for all these amazing kids. Long after this little celebration is over, that's when it becomes the place that you created, which is full of kids.
Yeah.
And those kids will develop into young men and women who never would have had the other chance if not for you two. So thank you. God bless you both.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. It's great to be here and look forward to coming back a bunch of times.
Absolutely.
All right. Matthew and Kelly Stafford, or Kelly and Matthew Stafford,
there
he says on the outside of the building. Yes. We'll be back after this.